Welcome to Conversations with David Lewis. A future that's possible, but not necessarily one we want. Today, continuing my conversation with Michael S. Kearns, retired U.S. Air Force captain, and Ronald B. Solomon. Together, they've written a book, Broken, which is about some things that are going on in the worlds of intelligence and military technology that most of us don't know about, but they've written it in the form of a rollicking thriller. It's called Broken. So you know, there are, among other things in the book, it's not just the swarming drones and the torture device, but there are also little scorpion drones and you describe nanotechnology and drones. How far, you know, what is actually out there right now?
Well, a lot of it is pretty secret, but biomimetics is a field of study that roboticists, and that's a real term, are trying to create robots that emulate the animal kingdom. So they have mosquito drones, they have hummingbird drones, they have cockroach drones. They literally exist. And then they have chip technology that are actually sources of gathering signals intelligence. So we just thought that it was, I mean, on one hand, it's pretty badass. On the other hand, it's extremely scary to think about it. They have snake bots and shark bots. It's amazing what's out there. And they're getting smaller and smaller and smaller.
And is this one of these classic cases where technology is moving a lot faster than, legal and political systems' ability to control how that technology is used?
It's not even a legal issue. It's also the ability for us to understand what is torture and why it doesn't work. There's a book that just came out by Shane O'Mara, who's at Trinity College Dublin. He's director of the Institute of Neurosciences, and he says it's all just folk psychology, this whole neuroscience of interrogation. And what we really want as a good interrogator is we want a compliant and cooperative individual who believes that America is that shining city on the hill, that they want to join us. So how do we convince a terrorist who's absolutely, fundamentally, religiously, wanting to be and fervent this entire chaos at all these bombings and shootings? And I think that's the strong narrative that Ron brought into this book after we decided to collaborate. It really, as you asked at the beginning, the arcs that Ron put into, you know, I wrote a good historical narrative of the SEER program and all these chaotic things that we did when we were training JSOC and NSA and all those other guys. And there's actually some of the characters in there that are real people that are my buddies from the Navy SEAL headquarters in Coronado. So Ron and I got to travel a bit, and he got to be indoctrinated into the military a bit, and I think he's maybe earned a new respect for what we put ourselves into as military.
Did you make him jump out of an airplane?
Oh, I didn't make him. I think I may have disgraced him into wanting to, but I think that's one of the most fundamental things in all special ops is you really got to go to airborne school and learn what that's all about trusting everything else that may have you live or die. And that's kind of what SEER school is. I mean, it really is that ultimate last chance of survival before someone's going to decide you're not worth even keeping.
Captain Kearns, what makes you mad?
My experience with this whole torture program has made me pretty upset. The mad part might be more personal with me and my psychiatrist at the Veterans Administration, because I get upset because I went to my congressman. I went to people who said that they were concerned about this issue. New York Times. I'm so glad that truthout.org and Jason Leopold and Jeffrey Kay took on my project here for explaining all of this, and we spent almost a year together before they published online in March 2011 my story. And it even people that I knew fairly well didn't want to believe exactly what I was saying, because oftentimes, hand on heart, what did George Bush say? You know, he was contradicting himself as he was speaking most of the time. He actually said torture anywhere is an affront to human dignity everywhere. In June of 2003, he had a public face where he said, we don't do torture, and he had a private face where they were torturing with Dr. Bruce Jessen, Jim Mitchell, and others that I worked with, and some of I actually supervised. I just can't imagine people doing what they did.
And, of course, the vice president was busy talking about going over to the dark side, which is what happened. What do you gentlemen, you know, leaving aside the fun adventure of this book, you know, what's the message that you're trying to give to the American people?
I think it's a little bit of what I discussed earlier, that we have this unfortunate cult of moral leadership, that we believe that we're actually being moral as a country. And as we saw with George Bush in June 2003, he's got an entire clandestine agenda. And that's what our program was. We trained the black operations for what they should do when they're captured. We were their final, their final resource before they would potentially be, as we saw, head cut off. Serious kinds of things in this world. And I don't know that Americans appreciate the level of difficulty that our 0.04% of our population, called the military, actually has to put themselves through.
And, you know, from my perspective, I think in addition to everything that Michael said, it's a wake-up call. You know, the book is supposed to be a wake-up call. It is a fun read, but it's a grisly read. It's a grisly read. It's a dark book. And if people could walk away from it with sort of a big message, it's that democracy is not a spectator sport. You know, I lived my whole life, and I think most of us do, watching and complaining and just being these armchair politicians and screaming at the debates and screaming at the television and not being happy. But none of us get involved. And that's the spectator part. We have to stop that. We have to take it back. We have to be involved. We have to know what's going on. We have to be informed, and then we have to take action. And so hopefully the book will wake people up and say, like you said, hey, does this stuff really happen? Hey, did we really do that? Holy cow, how did that happen? And how do we reverse it if we don't like it? And I don't like it.
Well, gentlemen, may your may your grim vision of an America that might be not come to pass. Good luck with the book. I look forward to seeing the movie someday.
Thank you. Appreciate the time.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Cheers.